This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This coming week is going to be a rough one in Greece. Mayors from across that country announced today they are going to suspend municipal services, government offices, garbage collection, those kinds of things, for 3 days to protest another round of austerity-induced layoffs. It's local officials calling the strikes this time, not the unions, which we figured made it a good moment to ask our very favorite question.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Giorgos Christidis works for Germany's Der Spiegel Online. He's in Thessaloniki. Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
There was good news and bad news from the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, this week. They said there's enough money in the bailout fund to keep Greece going until next summer or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
The catch, of course, is that you guys have to continue with the austerity, with the layoffs and with the budget cuts and with the higher taxes. That must have been greeted with somewhat mixed emotions.
Yes, well, first of all, I don't think there's anyone in Greece who believes that our creditors would stop lending Greece. I don't think anyone wants a failed state in Europe right now. But still, austerity is very harsh. Greece has already lost a quarter of its GDP over the crisis years. Unemployment is at 30%. And no one says that there's any light at the end of the tunnel. There's some talk about Greece returning to growth in 2014, but we have heard this too many times before.
What does 30% unemployment feel like? I mean, when you go out on the streets, there must be just people standing and sitting around with nothing to do.
You know, it's very hard to just go out with friends or relatives, and most of the times the people who are unemployed have the majority at the table, you know. And despite not having any violent protests or very intense social strife, as some would fear 3 years ago, I think if things don't improve radically and very soon, then the Argentine scenario that's been played in Greece over the past 3 years might actually materialize.
Which is default on debt and complete restructuring of the economy. I mean, Argentina 10, 12 years ago was a mess.
Yes, I believe that the government, at least, is very hopeful that after the Germans are over with their election in September, then they will sit on the table and be willing to talk about cutting Greece's official debt.
It's kind of interesting, don't you think, that Greeks are probably paying more attention to German elections coming up than
yeah.
they have to most recent Greek elections.
Yes, I think it's obvious to everyone living in Greece that most of the major decisions are being made in Brussels, Washington, and most importantly, Berlin. This is why many people feel, in addition to the economic hardship, they feel that they're being insulted as well in this way that you describe.
What happens, Giorgos, do you think, if this just keeps going like this? I mean, you guys have been in this for 3 years now, and it's a repetition of the same story time and time again.
This September will be the most crucial stage of the crisis yet. I think people are clinging on to this last, you know, thread of hope. If this hope does not materialize, then I'm not sure how much longer this can continue.
Giorgos Christidis is a correspondent for Germany's Spiegel Online. We got him in Thessaloniki today. Giorgos, thank you very much.
Thank you.